Hi, this is a dictation for Dwight Turner, DWIGHTTURNER. Date of birth 9/29/1995. Date of service is Date of accident 7/21/2025. The patient is being referred from his physical therapist Alpine for evaluation. The patient reports severe pain, as the chief complaints are pain in the neck, mid back, lower back. Pain in the neck, lower back, and both knees is the chief complaint. Patient attributes all of the symptoms to an automobile accident that happened on 7/21/2025 at 2 a.m. when he was traveling with his two cousins as a rear passenger on the left side behind the driver's seat in a Lincoln truck. Accident happened on Ethan, E-T-H-A-N, and Morris, M-A-U-R-I-C-E, in West Detroit. The patient didn't believe that they were hit by a truck at 60 to 65 miles an hour on West Ethan when they are going, and they were rear-ended. As the other driver was drunk driver, their car spin and hit a pole before resting. The patient stated that he was wearing a seatbelt, airbag deployed. There was a loss of consciousness for a few minutes. It was not a hit and run accident. Police came to the scene, ambulance came to the scene. Patient did not go to the emergency room. And the whole front, the damage of the car, whole front end is caved in, whole back was damaged. And car is total, as there is a damage to the whole frame. Regarding the injuries, patient reports of hitting his both knees into the seat in front, neck whiplash, no direct head trauma, because of the seat belt, his neck moved forward and backward. There was no bleeding, laceration, fractures, and no chest trauma, pelvic trauma, abdominal trauma. No bleeding, no fractures, and no laceration. Regarding the history of presenting illness, patients having headaches which are 10 on a scale of 1 to 10, occupying the front of the head, severe. They last for 2 to 3 hours, and they are 1 or 2 times per day, 2 to 3 times per week, usually, off and on. They're sensitive to light, sensitive to the noise, no nausea, vomiting, seizures, or aura are reported. Symptoms of TBI, patient reports of blurred visions, dizziness, and loss of balance only. He denies any seizures, loss of memory, loss of consciousness since the accident. No ringing in the ear, no spots in the vision or vision field, no orientation problem, no memory problem. Patient has no sudden anesthesia. He reports of sleep disturbance, anxiety, and difficulty walking. He denies any numbness, tingling, or incontinence of the urine bowel, or lightheadedness or weakness. Regarding the pain syndrome, patient has a severe pain in the neck, which is 9 on a scale of 1 to 10, with no radiation to the upper extremity. No numbness tingling is reported for the fingers or any of the upper extremities or motor weakness. While in the lower back, patient has a pain which is 10 going across in the lower back and shooting down to the right posterior part of the leg up to the knee, which is all the time, all night, and it is more of a pain than numbness and tingling. He's able to sleep 2 or 3 hours. He can walk 100 feet. His climbing on the steps is diminished due to the pain in the lower, in both the knees. He can stand and sit for a few minutes. And his balance is off, but he has not fallen to go to the hospital. Regarding the pain in the knee pain is 8, and he has a difficult time climbing the steps or coming down from there. Swelling reported in both the knees. No fracture dislocation is reported. These pains are continuous. And they are throbbing, shooting, aching. 7 to 10 on a scale of 1 to 10. ADLs are affected 10. Modified factor for the pain is worsened by standing and walking and improved by medications. The patient has been seen at Northern Radiology for MRIs and some treatments. And he was being seen at American Pain Center, which incidentally got closed, and patient has no other doctor to be going to. And Patient denies any numbness, tingling, pins and needle anywhere. No muscle weakness is reported, no bladder bowel incontinence. Regarding the past treatment, patient has seen a doctor in Clinton Township and physical therapy 3 times per week with Alpine. Chiropractic treatment 30 to 40 times and physical therapy 30 to 40 times has been done. Only 10% relief is reported by the patient. Kindly review the records for ADL, ADL system review, surgery history, allergy history, family history, relationship status, employment, legal and personal history, as well as the ADLs. Please also review the diagnosis page. In the physical examination, the blood pressure is found to be 163 over 127, pulse 88, pulse oxygen 100%, temperature 97.9, height 5'11", weight 280, 30-year-old African-American male, of a good built nutrition, alert-oriented. No sinuses, jaundice, clubbing, collar, nickel. Hydration is good. Patient has a good attitude and demeanor. Digestion and hygiene is normal. Patient is able to walk reasonably well with some limping in the legs due to the pain in the knees. However, he is not using any adaptive devices. He is well-built, well-nourished, and obese. Rest of the exam will come from the template, including neurological examination, psychiatric and musculature examination, which are all normal. In the musculoskeletal examination, inspection palpation is from the template. Paravertebral muscle spasm none, spine tenderness none. Range of the cervical spine is as follows. Forward flexion is 30. 5, extension is 35, bilateral side flexion is 35, and bilateral rotation is 35. In the lumbar spine, forward flexion is 35, extension is 15, bilateral side flexion is 15, and rotation is 15. Maneuvers to identify reproduce the pain in cervical spine, Hoffman sign was found negative. Whirling is negative. Lermit test is negative, toto hard test is negative, and distraction test is negative. In the thoracic spine, slump test is negative, and in the lumbar spine, straight leg raising test is positive at 30 degrees. TLR is positive, temp test is positive. The Bregard test negative. Levinsky sign is negative. SI joint, standing flexion test is positive bilaterally. The Faber test is positive and Gunsling test is positive bilaterally, while standing flexion test, iliac compression test, distraction test is negative. In the extremities examination, only the issue is with the both knees, the rest of the extremities, upper extremities are completely normal. Both hips and both ankle and feet are normal. Please use the template. In the examination of both the feet, both the knees, on inspection, there are no scar, erythema effusion. Moderate tenderness in collateral ligaments is noticed, and there is no swelling, asymmetry otherwise, and no valgus varus abnormalities. Anterior drawer, posterior drawer is positive. The McMurray sign, Steinman is negative. Patellar apprehension was positive. Range of motion is normal at 135 degrees of flexion. No crepitus grinding or popping noise is heard. Diagnosis from the diagnosis page, plan of care from the template. Treatment plan is to order a physical therapy for the neck, lower back, both knees, shoulder, and both SI joint. with disability for work, housework, replacement, and transportation. The medication that are provided for Dwight Turner are as follows. The patient is given meloxicam, 7.5 milligram once a day for anti-inflammatory effect, Prilosec, 20 milligram twice a day for stomach protection, Lyrica, 50 milligram twice a day for pain relief, neuropathy pain, Medigesic for headache relief, Zoloft, 50 milligram twice a day for mood and anxiety, Flexeril, 10 milligram twice a day for muscle relaxation, Allovil, 50 milligram at night for GAD disorder, Lunesta for a sleep help. Non-pharmacological modalities, yes. Home exercise plan, yes. Refer to psychiatry, yes. Refer to gym is yes. Interventional pain procedure, none are being recommended at this current time. Surgical options, none. Neuropsych, none. Attended care, none. Case worker, none. Past medical records have been ordered released from American Pain Center and another physician patient claims to have seen. And once they are obtained and MRI findings, MRI reports, then we'll have a further accurate treatment plan. Investigation, no investigation is being ordered pending the medical record release. DMEs, patient is not patient already has all the DMEs, including knee brace, back brace. None are being provided. Education, yes. Follow visit in 15 days, direct contact, yes. Thank you.